Hello, ladies and pussies. This is your boy, Swaggy DP, aka Big Dick Prem, aka Mr. Fuck Yo Girl, aka The Independent Dick, aka, bringing you here week 12, Last of a Dying Breed Power Rankings. There have been some very, very good power rankings so far, gentlemen. There's also been some very shitty ones, chat. So let's get into how I do things. And this is, you know, without further ado, the Swaggy DP podcast for week 12. A lot of good things so far. A lot of bad things. Apex Predator. You know, to start things off, you got to give credit where credit's due. And Brandon Braun receives no fucking credit. Who fucking knows how that motherfucker drafted an 8-3 goddamn fantasy football team? No one will fucking ever know. Ever. I will say this. I know he's seen those fantasy football is now hiring messages on our fucking fantasy teams. And I know Brandon Braun has considered it. He has hovered over the link, and he has almost clicked it twice. And I think that would benefit us all if he pulls the trigger on that. Please, Braun, do that. Shortcut on that one is Brandon Braun is number one on my power rankings. Fuck you, Braun. Number two, Brad Forbes. You fat motherfucker. I don't know if you're in Mexico, Hawaii, or wherever right now, but I hope you're wearing a goddamn shirt. Good fucking God. Somehow you're the number two team in the league. Not sure. 7-4, either top or bottom, so I guess it kind of makes sense. One game back here, we're going into the fucking home stretch, son. Put up some points here. You're at 1347 points, you know, holding down the two spot on points four, which is good. Riding a one-game win streak here. You know, and I think you're going to be okay. Okay. Okay, moving on. Moving on. Side note, folks. I think we need a shout-out to the pot-smoking, coke-blowing, Molly Eaton, Sig Rippin, hanging with Hernandez, holding down a three spot in points four, folks. 1345. Not bad. Bo Kent Domney. This does not mean I'm putting your ass in the three spot, though, Bo. Fuck you, dude. Good fucking God. Come up to my birthday party with some blow and you give me one fucking line, dude. Who do you think I am? That's bullshit. You're fucking 3-8, Bo. You know what I see when I see our fucking standings? 6-5, 6-5, 6-5, 6-5, 6-5. What the fuck? If I had to put a three spot on someone, I don't even fucking know who I would do. David? Probably. Durbin? Fuck, dude, I make a podcast. You gonna make a fucking nude video for your fucking power rankings, dude? Good fucking God. Tommy Bahama. Collectors Club. Dude's put up decent numbers, though. 1298 points, one game losing streak. Let's check the squad. The highlight of the season has got to go with the blockbuster trade that was Kareem Hunt for Odell Beckham Jr. Wow, did you get fucked on that, Dave? What a stupid-ass trade. Stupid-ass trade. I went on to win like five games, son. Five games, but that's okay. Tommy Bahama, you are the three spot. You are the three spot. Make sure you turn off that webcam. Number four. Alex Hulk. Hulk. Fuck you, Kamish. Fuck you, dude. I'm glad you signed a one-year contract because your ass is out. You better do something special, dude. I'll host the draft. I'll do this. I'll do that. We want fucking pizzas. We want fucking queso. We need some beer. We need some fucking strobe lights at the next draft, dude. Bring some strippers. Bring some strippies. Bring some blow. If I'm commissioner, I promise you there will be all of those things, minus the strippies. Unless Bo can get his hands on some at the draft party. I say that now. Vote for Danny P. 2019. Holcomb year 4. Chips and Chez? Chips and Chez? Peter. Peter. Peter is on a 4-game heater. I can't believe it. I don't think anyone else in this league can believe this shit. He might have been in the cellar 4 weeks ago. He's got no one in his tight end spot right now, though, folks. Jeff Herman? Jeff Herman? Peter, drop a fucking quarterback and get yourself a better tight end than Jeff Herman. I understand Travis Kelce's on a bye, but you got to do something better than that. Can't play Russell Wilson at tight end, can you? Can't play Andrew Luck at tight end, can you? Fuck, you dropped one of your quarterbacks, didn't you? Peter's got the 5 spot. Number 6! Number 6! Me, Such Trust. Number 6, holding it down, slipping into the playoffs. Such Trust, Danny P, a.k.a. the podcast guy. Dude, getting Kareem Hunt from Durbin's fucking ass was one of the greatest things I've ever done in my entire life. It has made watching the Chiefs exponentially better. There hasn't been a Chiefs game that I have not enjoyed because of David Urban trading me Kareem Hunt. As a Kansas City native, I cannot believe anyone would trade Kareem Hunt for Odell Beckham Jr. Danny P is going to slip into these playoffs. He is going to knock off Brandon Braun and get his ass in that championship game. He's going to get another fucking engraving on that trophy, and he's going to watch Apex Predator run a fucking mile if he's still alive. Number 7! John Otto! Tastes good, doesn't it? Oh my God. What did I just see on November 17th? A trade was processed. Alex Collins, Kirk Cousins for Cameron Newton and Devontae Booker. Why do stupid ass trades like that? Who the fuck are any of those people? Cousins for Newton? Whatever. I'd rather have Cam. John? John? Fuck. That's why you're a 7 spot, not the 6. Stupid ass trades like that. Good luck next year, bucko. Number 8. Ugh. Fuck you. Oh, fuck. Austin, Severian, Dankins. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Nope. No, I'm doing a podcast. Tavish, no. I'm doing the podcast now. Yeah. 20 more minutes. Number 9. Bo Kent Domney! Bo's team is better than on paper, folks, here at 3-8. He is really not that shitty. He knows his stuff a little bit. Once he starts getting that pot and that coat going, he starts making bad decisions, and he sits at 3-8. 5 games back, Bo. You are fucked. It's going to be you or Apex Predator running that fucking mile. On to number 10. Top cheddar. Top pizza. Pizza cheddar. Pepperoni cheddar. Top pepperoni. Mr. Marvin. Wiedemann, Mark Wiedemann, Mark's team's probably a little bit better than I'm giving credit right now. I might have passed him while analyzing this on the fly. Marvin might be sitting more around that 7 spot. You know, with the likes of Leonard Fortnite being out for majority of the season, that hurt his ass. I really like his Kittle pick earlier in the year. The dude, though, is just all over the fucking place, Marv. God damn it. Every goddamn day I look at the goddamn league, and you're picking up players and fucking dropping them. Is any of these motherfuckers your original OG picks? Cousins is gone. Fournette's finally back. Deion Lewis, maybe? Sutton, pick. Lamar Jackson, holy fuck, pick. Gus Edwards, flyer. I mean, you're really just very, very close to just coming unglued. Get yourself some Gorilla Glue and some fucking wax and a blowtorch and smoke it all up and try to keep yourself together, Marvin. Good Lord, try to make a run. And let's go ahead and wrap things up. I know everyone's got to go jack off and watch some fucking all-Talis porn, but let's finish this up with 11-12 Golden Tate Warriors. Luke, God damn it, we need to see some more out of you. I know you picked up from where LaPointe left off, which is nowhere, but you got to go somewhere. I feel as if Reeves is an 11:30 a.m. fantasy football checker. He's not there on Tuesdays doing his research. He's not there on Wednesdays making sure his Thursday players are good to go. He is waking up in his fucking robe on Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. playing fucking bumper pool and then checking his goddamn roster like it's his last fucking thing he has to do on his checklist. We need more Golden Tate Warriors. And for now, I just realized what his team name meant. Golden Tate Warriors. That is so fucking gay. Last but not least, Apex Predator. Bolly, I hope you're okay, man. I hope you're okay wherever you're at. I worry about you sometimes, but you suck at fantasy football. Quit drafting fucking Eagles players and get yourself a good goddamn team next year, because that's what you need to be shooting for, is next year. Next year. Not this year. Next year. Carson Wentz is not going to lead you to a fucking trophy. There is no fucking way. I'll tell you what. Get your ass on that treadmill. Get your ass off those weights. Start drinking some Brits while you're on that treadmill, and get yourself prepared for this beer mile. I know you have a time to beat that's written down somewhere by the name of Brady Forbes, which I believe ran short of a mile, but that's up for another discussion. All right. That is a wrap on Week 12 Power Rankings brought to you by Swaggy DP. I hope you all enjoyed it. I hope you all listened to every single word I fucking said, took it to heart, and be better because of it. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, leave a comment below. I'll do my best to get back to you. If not, tell Holcomb to fuck off and vote for me for commissioner in 2019. I will bring blow. Have a great weekend.